News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The BBC DJ Scott Mills has said that he has been subject to rumour and speculation since the BBC announced his sacking earlier this week. Vinnie McAvinnie, broadcaster and journalist, is with us. For a certain cohort of the people listening, Vinnie, they will know exactly who Scott Mills is. For others, they may not be so clear. Can you bring us up to speed just with a reminder of how significant he is in British broadcasting terms?
Yeah, he's a huge figure in British broadcasting terms. He started out on BBC Radio 1 all the way back in 1998, and he presented continuously on the channel in various slots, including the Drive programme, the sort of second most important programme, all the way through until around 2024, when he made a move to BBC Radio 2, which is the most listened to now station in the country. And he took over from Zoe Ball in January 2025. The Breakfast Show, that is the show that Terry Wogan once presented. It is the biggest radio show here in the UK. Along the way, he's, of course, done lots of TV presenting, things like the National Lottery Draw. He's been on Strictly Come Dancing. He was recently with his husband on Race Across the World. So this is someone who, in terms of the BBC, kind of has a sort of what they call a sort of multipolar career here. It's where they are sort of doing stuff across broadcast. They do stuff for Eurovision. They do stuff for, the likes of Children in Need and Comic Relief, big events like that. And they have the sort of day job at Radio 2 as well.
Now, he said that he was subject to rumour and speculation since his sacking. In part, I assume, Vinnie, that is because such a vacuum has formed in terms of information about the reasoning behind his sacking. What do we know thus far?
Yeah, I mean, the BBC put out a statement yesterday and Scott Mills put out a statement as well. So in the BBC statement, they say that bosses in 2017 were made aware of the investigation that was undertaken by the police into this historic allegation. They knew that a file had been passed to the CPS, which is the Crown Prosecution Service, but they had deemed that there was no evidence or not enough evidence to proceed to any kind of prosecution. So the matter was dropped. However, it has, they say, come to light in the last week or so that this was an allegation involving someone under the age of 16 and that is why they have now fired Scott Mills, because this is an allegation that dates back to between 1997 and 2000. This was when Scott Mills was in his sort of 20s. As I said, he started at the BBC in 1998 and they were saying the age had not been disclosed to them, and that is why they've taken this action. Now, Scott Mills, in a statement, said that he was he basically said he's thanked his listeners and supporters. He says this investigation relates to an incident that dates back 30 years and the police investigation was closed 7 years ago. He said, I hope the public and media will understand and respect my wish not to make any further comment on this publicly. So, I mean, that is where Scott Mills is. The BBC is in the process, just in the next week, of changing over Director General. It's had a very difficult time with Tim Davey, with crises like the Hugh Edwards scandal and others. And they're hoping that the new Matthew Britton that comes in will be able to kind of come in with a clear deck. And because he's got huge challenges, he's got to renegotiate the Royal Charter for the BBC to continue. He's got to renegotiate the license fee. He's got the court case with Donald Trump. So it's a very sensitive time at the BBC.
Vinnie, thank you. Vinnie McAvinnie, broadcaster and journalist there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.